The determination was made by state elections officials and is not being contested by Congressman McOtter. This will bring to an end his 10-year congressional career. Only last year, McOtter made a brief run at the Republican presidential nomination. State elections director Chris Thomas says the case and the petitions will be turned over to the Michigan Attorney General's office, which is conducting a criminal investigation.
We've done our part. We've reviewed the petitions, found them to be insufficient.
There's no word on when the criminal fraud inquiry might wrap up. McOtter says he will cooperate with it. Meanwhile, Republican leaders in the 11th Congressional District are trying to coalesce behind a write-in candidate to challenge a Tea Party candidate who qualified for the primary ballot. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.